We're holding Daf Yud Aleph Omer Aleph by the Mishnah. Hid lo leo es hagefen. If on top of your schach, on top of your sukkah, you have your four walls, now you train, a gefen means the vines itself that are growing, to go on top of your sukkah. The es hadlas are also pumpkin leaves, notice they're attached to the ground, they're still growing. You make these leaves go on top of your sukkah for schach. The es hakisum, another type of a large leaf grass that's growing, you make it grow on top of your schach. The Sikhe Chagabo, so some Rishonim learns it means that on top of this posle schach, this schach that's still attached to the ground, now you put kosher schach, now you put schach that's already detached, it's still psula, still the sukkah is posle. Because since you have this posle schach, these vines, or these leaves that are still attached to the ground, they are covering the schach, and that's still some ruba, that's called posle schach, that the sukkah is posle. Like Rashi says, psula, you're not allowed to use something that's attached to the ground that's still growing. The Yom Amar, we'll see later on the Yud Beis. The Pasuk says, when you collect together the leftovers of the shaft of the wheat and of the grapes, that means from the leftover of the wheat, the shaft, and the leftover of the grapes, the twigs, that you're allowed to use for schach, because those are not mekabel tumah and they're not growing anymore. They're already cut off. So the Mishnah, let's say you added a lot of more kosher schach than you have these first vines, than you have the posle schach. So mel is like bottle beroiv, like Rashi says, you have twice as much now, or at least more, of the kosher schach than you have of the posle, of the schach that's growing, still attached, and you mix up the two together that you cannot tell exactly which one is attached and which one is not attached. So then it's kosher. Or else you cut off the vine, you take your scissors and cut off the vine that's not attached to the ground anymore, then the schach becomes kosher. It's kshera. The schach is kosher. Now the Mishnah says, Zeh klal. This is like a new klal now. Zeh klal. That the klal of schach is like this. Kol shehu mekabel tumah. Anything that's mekabel tumah, it's called a kli or it's called an eichel. V'ein gedulim min oretz, or else it does not grow from the ground. The klal is ein mesachin boy. You're not allowed to use it for schach. But something that is not mekabel tumah, in other words, not called a kli, or at least we'll see what type of a kli, or it's not an oichel right now, it's not mekabel tumah, the gedulim in oretz, and also it grows off the ground, the gedulim in oretz, mesachachin boy, then the lachar is, you're allowed to use it for schach. Shirashi says, what does it mean, v'yein gedulim in oretz? To go in oretz, like the skin of an animal. Even though it's not finished yet, it's a raw piece of skin, it's not mekabel tumah, it's not called a kli, but still you can't use it for schach because it doesn't grow out of the ground. And the Gemara will dash this from Sukkim, how do we know this? So really the end part of the Mishnah is not coming to explain the first part. Because the first part, these leaves, even though they're attached, they're still growing, it's still called gedulei karkam, and it's still not mekabel tumah. This is another reason why it's possible, mechurba, something that's still attached to the ground, that's a different reason why it's possible. So we'll see this all in the Gemara. So Gemara says now, Yosef, Rav Yosef, came to Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef, he was sitting, will come, and he said like this, Oishe kotzeson ksheira. After our Mishnah says, if you have the vines, and you put it for schach, it's possible. But now, if you take your scissors, and you cut the vine, it's not attached to the ground anymore, it's kosher. So he said, V'yom Rav, Rav said on this, Tzorach l'naneya. It's not enough just to cut off the vine, because there'll be a psul fantas of lemon osli. But rather you have to pick up now each vine, each leaf, after it's cut off, and pick it up, and then put it down again. In other words, since Metchila, when you put the vines on top of the sukkah, it was attached, so it was called made bipsul. At the time you made it, it wasn't kosher. So now it's not enough just to cut it off. You have to like make a new asiyah. You have to make the schach over again. How do you make it over again? Each leaf you have to pick up and then put down again. Now, Omalei Rav Huna said, Yishno, Hodi Shmuel Amra. That that you say, Rav Yosef, that Rav said is din, that's Tzorach l'naneya, Rav Huna says no, Shmuel said it. So Gemara says, I had rinna Rav Yosef liapa, Rav Yosef, I turned around his head like it felt like what he want from me. The Yomla, he said like this, Otu mi ka min aloch, the lo yomra Shmuel, did I tell you that Shmuel did not say this memra, like Shmuel doesn't hold this also? Omra Rav yomra Shmuel, like I just said Rav holds this. So maybe Rav said it, and maybe Shmuel also said it, like what do you want from me? I just said that Rav says, that the Mishnah says, cutting it is enough. It's not enough just cutting it. You also have to pick up each leaf, like to make it over again. So Amalei Rav Huna said like this, no, Hochi Kamin L'cho, this is what I meant to tell you. Yes, I had a tainer on you, that the Shmuel Amrav Alei Rav, it's only Shmuel that said it, they're not Rav. The Rav Ach Shurei Machshir, because Rav holds his kosher. Ki ho de Rav Amram Chasida, there's a case like Rav Amram Chasida. Then what happened? Roma Techilta Leparzume the Inshe Besa. Rav Amram Chasida, he held the Shita that Tzitzis is called a mitzvah sasei shelo yazman droma. Like Rashi says, he holds even balayla also you have a chiyuv to wear tzitzis, and even a beged shalayla is also mechuyev in tzitzis. Therefore, even an isha is also chayiv in tzitzis. So he used to put tzitzis onto his wife's begodim. If his wife had a robe that had four corners to it, he would put tzitzis on the four corners. Now the meister was tolan. It happened once that he had a string and he put the string through the hole of the beged for leiposak rosh echutin shlehem. But he did not cut the string like into four to make four separate strings to be folded over in tape like we have it, but rather it was just one very long string. And he folded over the string in four folds and put it through the hole and now folded over, looks like eight strings. That's what he did. Now, Osla kindly the Rav Chiya Barashi. So Rav Amram Chasida didn't know if he did kosher, if the sitz good or not. If he first cut off the strings, he first divided them later after he put it through the begit. So he went to ask Rav Chiya Barashi, what's the locha? Omalei, so this is what he answered, that Hochi Yom Rav, this is what Rav said, Mav Sokon V'Hen Kshirin. All you have to do is now, even though after you put it through the hole of the Begid, and you already made the tzitzis, all you have to do is just take a scissors like, and cut the ends of it, to make it look like eight separate strings, and it's kosher. Alma, what do we see? Psikoson Zui Asiyosin. The fact that you cut the strings now, that makes it kosher. That's called the new asiyah. Because even though tzitzis, b'shas you make the tzitzis, it's called the ma'is asiyah. We'll soon see from the pasuk. You have to do it the right way, which means you have to have four strings by making the tzitzis. And here you only had one long string. B'shas you made the tzitzis, still Rav holds it enough later just to cut it, like to make it look like eight separate strings, even though the tzitzis was already made. But sikosan zui asiyosan, the fact you cut it, that alone makes it, since the cutting now, makes it become kosher, it's considered like you did a new ma'isa to it. So the hura hochinami by sukkah should be the same halacha. Ktisosan zuvei asiyosan. Rav for sure should hold that cutting the tzitzis, cutting the tzchach, like here you have the vines growing and you've made tzchach out of it. Later if you take your scissors and just cut the vines off, that alone should be called an asiyah. The cutting of the vines makes the vines kosher as chach now. That's called zui asiyosin. So that's what Rav Huna meant to say. That Rav did not say in our Mishnah that you also have to pick up each leaf. It's enough, just like the Mishnah says, just cut it, son, just cut it off. Now the Gemara says, v'sova Shmuel, is it true that Shmuel holds? That lo yamrinan, psikosin zui asiyosin, that just cutting the strings into pieces. Or else here, just cutting the schach off from it being attached to the ground. That's not enough. That's not called a good asiyah. V'atani Shmuel learned Mishum Rav Chiya, the name of Rav Chiya, that hito l'shnei kronos b'vasachet. Let's say somebody has a string and he puts the strings, even if he has four strings, he puts it through two holes of the corners of the beged at one time. In other words, he has two corners of his tzitzis, not one corner, but two corners at a time, and he puts the same four strings through both holes. And afterwards, he first cut it in the middle to make it like you have a separate pair of tzitzis on this corner and a separate pair on the other corner. Later, he first cut the ends of the chutin shalhem. Is ksher the locher that's kosher? So my love isn't Shmuel talking about even in a case shakosher v'yachakach posak, that even after you made the knots of the tzitzis, in other words, you have this four long strings that went through two corners. And you made the, like, tzitzis already. So right now, it's considered like one pair of tzitzis on two corners, that's no good. And v'yachakach poisek, and later if you cut it, separate it, it becomes kosher. So you see, even though when you made it b'psul, but later when you cut it off, the ksika is enough of an asiyah to make it kosher. So it's a kashan Rav Yosef, like how come you say Shmuel holds you have to pick up each tzach, it's not enough just cutting it off. So Gemara says, Loit, that's not the case here. She'a poisek v'yachakach kosher. We're talking about now that as soon as you put these strings through the hole of the two corners, right away you cut the string in half to make it four separate strings on each corner. For the Gemara, if that's the case, that right after you put the string through the holes, right away you cut the string in half to make it four separate strings on one corner and four separate strings on the other corner. So for the Gemara, Malam Meimer, what are you telling me? Like, Pshitu is kosher. So Gemara says, no, Mal, the same way, word of thought. The Inon, Kenaf, Pishas Psil, that even at the time when you're putting your strings through the hole of the Begid, when you're attaching it to the Begid, it also has to be, each one has to have its own separate corner. So putting it through the hole is also called an Asiyah. For Lekin, here you don't have it. Because you don't have separate strings through each one of the two holes, the two corners. These two corners have the exact same four strings. So maybe that's called the Pasla Asiyah. Kamashmala, no, but that's not called an Asiyah. The Asiyah first starts later when you start to make the Titus. When you make the Kshurm, you make the knots, and twirling around the one string around it. But just putting the strings through the knaf, through the corner, that's not called an Asiyah. So therefore Shmuel says it's enough if you cut the string before you start doing the Asiyah, before you start making the knots on each corner, then, but at the time you make the knots, you have separate strings in each corner, that's why it's kosher. But Shmuel Shita is that if you made an Asiyah, if you did something b'psul, it does not help just to cut it later to make it kosher, you have to untie it and do it over again. Meisrei, I'll ask you a question. Talon is somebody put on the tzitzis onto the begit. And he did not divide the chutim, did not divide the strings. Again, he like put four strings through two corners. Is psulin that the tzitzis is posel? Is my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say, doesn't this didn't mean to say psulin li'olam? It's always posel, and it does not help later to go ahead and cut it. It's a kashan rav. Mashmah, the only way is you have to untie what you did, but just at the end to cut it, to make it separate strings does not help. So Gemara says, no, Amalach Rav, Rav will answer you, my psulin, what does it mean that it's posel, it's no good? It means psulin atche yifsiku. It's posel up until you divide the strings and make them separate strings. But as soon as you do a maisa of cutting it, making it separate strings, that's a maisa, that's machshu, that's tzitzis, that's called the chashav asiyah, and now there will not be any psul of tasav leminosi. Ushmulam, Shmul says, no, psulin li'olam, it's always posel. Since when you made the tzitzis, when you made the ksharim, the knots and the strings, it was one pair of tzitzis on two corners, so that's not called the good asiyah. You have to have a separate pair of tzitzis on each corner. So when you made it b'psul. The b'psul stays the elam, and the only way to become kosher is if you untie it, undo what you did. Versus v'chein omer Levi, Levi also holds like Shmuel that psul in the elam, and that's the halacha we hold like that. That it does not help just cutting it; you have to undo what you did. V'chein omer Rav Masna omer Shmuel psul in the elam. If you already made the tzitzis, when the strings were still attached, it was one pair of tzitzis made on two corners, and then later you divide the tzitzis in half to make it two separate pairs, it's no good. Ika the Amri, some say like this, Omer Rav Masna, v'didi hevi yuv, there once happened to me a case, v'yasoy l'kaimi de mashmul, I came in front of mashmul, v'yomuli, he told me, p'sulu li'elam, you should know the tzitzis is always possible. In other words, he also holds like Shmuel Shita, that since it was made, the tzitzis, at the time you made it, it wasn't a separate tzitzis at each corner. It was one pair for two corners. It was made with psul, so it's psulim li'elam, you can't use it anymore. You have to untie it and then make it over again. Meisve, have a kasha. Tolon, if you put the string onto the two corners, the achakach posek, and first later, you separated the strings. Roshe chutin shalem, you separated the heads of the strings. Psulim. So Hurtzaraya, that it's psula means it's psulim li'olam, it's a kasher on Rav. Here it's smashed, even after you cut it off, still it's possible. The Yoid Tanya Gabi Sukkah. We learned the same thing by Sukkah also. The Pasuk says Tase, Chag HaSukkah, Tase L'chom, you have to make a Sukkah. So we darshin v'loy mina osui. And not if it was already made, already, bipsul. Mikan Omru, from this drosha we learned, Pshat in the Al Mishnah, that Hid lo le'as ha'gefen. If somebody threw vines, and there was growing vines, something growing on top of the sukkah, paschach, v'yesadlas, or else the leaves of a pumpkin, v'yesakismin, another type of a leaf, v'sichachagabon, and then you put other schach on top of them, is psula. Now, heichidami, how is this brisa talking about? How is it talking about that the schach is posel, mishum taseh v'loy minosi? Elaine, if you want to tell me, b'shloy kotason, we're talking about now that these vines, you did not cut off, you did not take your scissors, and cuts the vines, it's still, in other words, that it's still growing, it's still attached to the ground. My iris, so why does the Bryce have to say that it's possible? Mishum, this new posik of Tase. For Leiman also, if not, if it was already made once, but still, typically, the Mechabarim Nenu. I'll tell you right now, it's possible right now, midiraisa, because it's mechuber. It's growing right now. And we'll see later a posik. That when there's something that's still growing, it's possible to use for schach. So why does the price have to have this new posik of tasa blame and osli? For sure you have to say that the price is talking about in the case of Bishop Kotzeson, that you already cut off the vines. The vines are not attached anymore to the ground. Ukatani psula. And still the price says you should know this schach right now is psula. You know why? Because at the time when you put these vines atop of your sukkah for schach, it was attached to the ground. It was mechuber. And at that time when you made it, it was made with psul. So even though now later you cut off the vines, it's not attached to the ground, you take your scissors and snap it, but it's not called you made a new asiyah, the old making is still here, that's called tasav lemon osib psul. Or shmamina, from here we see clearly, to lo yamrina, we do not say, ktisosan zu yasiyosan. That the fact you snip it, you cut it off, it's not growing anymore, that's called the new asiyah, like Rav holds, and that makes it kosher. You see here from this braisa clearly, like Shmuel, or tiyuf to the Rav, and it's a kasha on Rav. So Amalach Rav answers and says, no, maybe this braisa is not a kasha to me. That, hachav amayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? The shalafinu shalufi. It's talking about now true, the branches, the vines, are not 100% still attached, not still growing. Because if there was still mechubu lekarkarim, then you wouldn't have to come onto this psul of tasav lemon osli. The psul would be bios b'chot, it's not something that's growing. So here we're talking about the shalfinu. You like lower down the branch and you like snap the branch. In other words, it snapped. That's not doesn't get its nourishment from the tree anymore, but it's not off the tree completely. It's still a little bit attached. It's still like hanging on the tree. That's called the shalfinu shalufi. And the Teretz says the lemin kuroyasi yedidu. That really, according to Rav, really it's not mechuber right now. It's not attached to the ground. It would not have the psul of being mechuber because since you snapped it off the tree, it doesn't get its nourishment from the tree. It's not called mechuber. However, if according to Rav, the question was, once you detach it, you cut it off the tree, that should make it kosher because that's called the new asiyah. So why does the Brisa say here still it's psul? The Torah says, this asiyah, this snapping of it off the branch, off the tree, since you did not take it off completely off the tree, the lemin kuroy asiyah didu. We cannot tell it does not look like a good asiyah, so you could learn it's only midrabbanan. Midrabbanan is possible, you can't tell now the asiyah you made. So therefore, this braisa would not be a kasha to Rav. The reason why it's possible here is that it's not attached to the ground. You snapped it off the tree already. The vine is like snapped off. It's not attached. But since it's not growing from it anymore, but since it's still hanging a little bit, it's not all completely detached. Therefore, this asiyah is not nikur. You can't tell as if you made a new maisa. When does Rav say a katsitsa cutting off the vines makes it kosher? If you cut it off 100%, it's not attached at all. But here that you snipped it off, but it's still attached a little bit, therefore it's puzzle because it's not minka. We can't tell it's asiyah. But the Gemara says, Mikol makom tolon, v'yachakach posan kasha l'Rav. And the Gemara says, kasha, that's not a kasha. But I quote from the Gemara before about tzitzis, there it's a question upon Rav. That there it says clearly by tzitzis, that if you put the strings through the two corners, and then you made the tzitzis, they're psulim mashmal elam. And it does not help later to just cut off the strings to make them separate strings. So you see, we do not say this svar of kitzitzosan, cutting it is called the new asiyah. No, cutting it is not called you're making it over again. The only way you make it over again is either by tzitzis, untie the knots, make them back to regular strings and do the tzitzis over again, or else by tzach, you have to pick up each leaf and then put it down again, the shem tzach. Let's say the machloikas Rav and Shmuel is the machloikas tanoim. If you say the svar of ketzitz, of cutting it off, it's called making it over again. The loch is like this, ovar velikton posel. If you have hadasim by eluluv, now hadasim are supposed to have, you know, three leaves. Now sometimes hadasim have berries growing on them also. And we'll see halachas later about that, that if you have more berries growing than leaves, the hadasim are posel, you can't use it. Now let's say on Yom Tif, like when you put it onto your luluv, it's posel. And on Yom Tif, you're not allowed to pick off the berries, you can't like be machshuret on Yom Tif. But let's say of Avalikton, somebody did the Aveiram, and he picked off the berries on Yom Tif, so now the hadasim is a kosher hadasim. And it's still attached to the luluv. So posel, divi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yoy Tzadik. This is what Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Tzadik holds, that even though you picked off the berries, still the hadasim are posel. V'chachomim achshirim. The chachomim say no. Since now you picked off the berries, now the hadassim are kosher. There are more leaves than berries. Therefore, this hadassim, you could use it as a kosher lulav. So Gemara says, so rule that the Gemara thought, what's the machlokes? That the kula yalma, everybody holds here, both the tanakam and the chachomim, lulav tzarech agad. In other words, the three minim of the lulav. The lulav, the hadassim, and the aravis, you have to tie them together. So if you have to tie them together, it's considered you have to make an asiyah. You have to make something here. Therefore, the yalfin and lulav misukah. We learn out the making of a lulav from the making of a sukkah. The yachsiv gabi sukkah, because by sukkah, the Torah says, tasa, you have to make a sukkah, you have to make a schach. V'loy min osa, not if it's already made, bipsul. So this everybody holds. That what? That you have the psul of tas of lemon osfei by luluf. So if you make the luluf first with these posul hadasim, the hadasim that had more berries on it, and now on yomtiv you pull off the berries. So what's the machlekes of this kosher or not? My love, isn't it? This is the machlekes. The man, the machsher, that the chachomim that say it's kosher. So where they hold amrinan, we say gabi sukkah, kitzi soson, zui asiyosan. They hold like Rav. The fact you cut off the vines, the mice of cutting off the vines is not attached to the ground anymore, that's called like a new asiyah. That's called you made a schach now, the kosher, therefore it's kosher schach. And here also by the luluf, even though you have already the dasim tied up together with the luluf, and at the time you tied it up with posel, because at that time there were more berries there, but now on yontif you go and pick off the berries, that's called the mice asiyah. You're picking off the berries, that's called the ketitza, that makes the luluf kosher. The gabi lulav, nami arminat likitos and zui asiyosam. But lulav also said as svara, the likita cutting it off, is called like a new asiyah. Oman the posel, the one that holds his posel, no. Sover he holds, lo yarminat gabi sukkah. We do not say by sukkah, we hold like Shmuel. We do not say ktisosan zui asiyosam. The fact you cut off the vines now, that makes the tzchak kosher. No, you have to pick up each leaf by itself. So therefore here also, the gabi lulav, nami, lo yarminat likitosan zui asiyosam. That's the pshat. That's the pshat in the Tanakhama, that he says it's possible here, because just the fact you picked off the berries, the ktsitsa cutting it off, is not called an asiya. It's not called you made the lulav over again. So the only way to make a kosher is you have to untie the agad, untie the tying together of these 3 minutes together, and tie it over again after you pick off the berries. So chorat samachleikas, rabban shul samachleikas tanoyim here. So Gemara says, lo, no, maybe that's not the machleikas here. I tell you, maybe the kula yalma, lo yamrin and gabi sukkah, kititsosan, zui asiyosan. Maybe both of these tanoim hold like Shmuel, that we do not say cutting it off is called making it over again. Just cutting it off by the sukkah is possible. You have to, of course, pick up each leaf by itself. Fihoch, what's the machloikas here then by luluf? I tell you, b'meilef luluf me sukkah kemiflagi. It's the machloikas, do we learn out luluf from sukkah? Man the masha, the chomim that say it's kosher, sova lo yafinu luluf me sukkah. Even if you want to tell me a luluf needs an asi, you have to put the luluf together. You have to tie the 3 minutes together. It's called the Maisa, but you don't learn out the making of the lulav from the making of the sukkah. Therefore, it's not called an asiyah by lulav. So even though at the time you put them together, the hadassim are posel, but later when you pick off the berries, it becomes kosher, it's still kosher now, because you don't have to have a Maisa asiyah by lulav. Oman the posel, the Tanakhama, that says that it's posel before I tell you, Rabbi Yitzhak, he holds, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yitzhak, he holds, so we yafin and lulav misukkah. We learn out lulav from sukkah. That just like sukkah needs an asiyah tas of lemon osui, who adzim by lulav also. B'shas you make it, it has to be made b'kosher. And here where you made it b'psul, it's posel until you untie it and do it over again. V'yiboy yisem another teretz, I'll tell you, isviralon, the lulav tzarech agad. If everybody would hold here that the lulav has to be tied together, the three minim, kulial malay pligi, everybody would hold the yafin and lulav misukkah. We would learn out the halacha of lulav from sukkah, that there is called a maisa asiyah. You have to make the lulav. But v'hocha bo kemiflugi. Here the machlokes is like this. Masava, one holds tzorach agad. Atayim Rabbi Yitzhak that holds, you have to put the lulav together, tzorach agad. And once you need agad, the Meli learns out from sukkah, that has to have a maisa asiyah. And here, b'shash you made it, it was possible. That's why it doesn't up later to take out the berries. Well, masava, the chom, the reason why they say it's kosher, ain't tzorach agad. They hold the chlal. A lulav doesn't have to be tied together, the three minim. So there's no ma'is asir altogether. So therefore, even though at the time you put them together, the hadassim had berries, but if later you pull off the berries, it becomes kosher because you don't have to make any asir.
And the Gemara says, it's a machlokes tanoim, if lulav needs agar or not. The Tanya will learn like this. Lulav, bein agud, bein shein agud kosher. Whether you tied up the 3 minim together, or whether you didn't tie them together, still it's kosher. We have Yehudu Raymond, no, all good kosher. If you tie the 3 minim together, it's kosher. Shein agud posel. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say it's possible? Yalef lekich lekicha miagudis ezov. We learn out the same aloha of lekicha by lulav from lekicha of agudis ezov when you take these hops, these grasses together. Ksiv hosom over there, it says lekachtem agudis ezov. It says over there you have to take together a bunch of ezov of these grasses, where there it means a bunch mean tied together. Uksiv hosom here it says ulekachtem lochem b'yom rishon. You have to take the lulav on the first day. So malahalam baguda, just like by the ezav, it means if the hops are tied together, is that's called an aguda. It says there lakachtem agudas ezav, but tavaltem badam is afkan here also nami the aguda. It has to be bunched together. The lulav has to have its 3 minim tied together. For rabbanon, what are the rabbanon shita? Lekichem lekichem layafina. They don't have this gzeirah shava. A person doesn't make the gzeirah shava by itself. It has to be a kabbalah. They weren't mekabel. They didn't learn this gzeirah shava. So therefore, lakachtem lachem yom rishon just says you have to hold, you have to take all dalad minim, but not that any of them have to be attached one with the other. Tomorrow says, kaman nozlo hodatan, who does this price go like? Lulav mitzvah liyogdoi. Or lulav, there's a mitzvah to tie it together, the 3 minim. So lulav with the hadasim and the arovis. V'yim lo yogda kosher, but if you didn't do it, still the lulav is kosher. Whereas who does it go like? E Rev Yehuda, ki lo yogdi amai kosher, because according to Rev Yehuda, if he didn't make the yagad, why is it kosher taker? Rabbi Yehuda holds without it, it's possible. E Rabbonin, am I mitzvah? Why is there a mitzvah? The Rabbonin doesn't have the gzeirah shava of lekich lekicha. So there shouldn't even be a mitzvah to put two together. So more answers, Le'erlam Rabbonin, he really will go according to Rabbonin Shita here. When Mishum Shinema, the Pesach says, Zekhe Levian Veyu, his no lefona be mitzvahs. Means when you go to do mitzvahs, you have to do it in a nice way. Zekhe Levian Veyu, make the mitzvah nice. In other words, make Hashem, make the mitzvah look nice. So therefore, by putting the lulav and the hadasim and the rov is tied together, that makes it look nice. And hid the mitzvah, something like a tchil, it's nice to do it. But if we don't do it, the mitzvah is still kosher. So kisses is bryce, it goes according to Rabbanan Shita. Right, then the Mishnah says the klal, they are klal, called dovish and makabu tumah. We know how nimili, how do we notice the aside? That something to be used for schach has to be something that grows out of the ground, and it's not royal makabu tumah. Omer Resh Lakesh Lakesh says, Omer Kroh, the Pesach says, v'eid yale minoritz, that in aid, the clouds come up from the ground, as if to say the clouds grow out of the ground. So ma eid, just like a cloud. Dover shena makabotum. It's not makabotum. It's not a kli. It's not an oichel. It's nothing. It's not makabotum. The gedule minoritz. That's our pasuk here that it grows out of the ground. Is av sukkah hu adin a sukkah. The schach we use also is dover shena makabotum. It has to be done to a cloud. We'll soon see why that a cloud is not makabotum. So the tzchach also has to be for something that's not makabotum. The gedule minoritz has to be something that grows out of the ground. So Gemara says, Honicha, this is a good limud laman the yomra nani covered hoyu. That the Klai Yisrael had the sukkahs in the midbar, the sukkah mean there the anani are covered. There were clouds on top of them. So mele our sukkah, our tzchach is zechel, anani are covered. So the tzchach has to be damed to a cloud, something that's not makabotum and grows out of the ground. But elu laman the yomra, but according to the man the yomra that holds, sukkah is mamish osalhem, that in the midbar, Klai Yisrael had mamish huts with a real roof on top of it. Ma'ikel emeimah, what can you say then? Who says then the roof of the sukkah then was like a cloud? Who says it has to be something that's not makabel tumah? The Tanya we learned, the Pesach says, ki ba'sukkah is ha'shavti es b'nei Yisrael. I put the Klai Yisrael and sukkahs in the midbar. So anani ha'kovet hoyu divrei Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer holds that it wasn't anani ha'kovet. It wasn't a real sukkah, a real tent. It was the cloud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shchinah, on top of them. Reb Akiva Raymano, sukkah is mamish osur lehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish had, they had real sukkahs. They had real tents there with a real roof. So ha'nichel Reb Elezer, you learn out that tzchach has to be done to a cloud that grows out of the ground. It's not makabel tumah. Elo the Reb Akiva ma'ik lemeima. But according to Reb Akiva, was a real sukkah with a real tzchach. We don't know what type of a tzchach they had then. Is ma'ik lemeima, what could you say? How do we know to say that tzchach has to be something that's not makabel tumah and grows out of the ground? So my answer is, Kiyosu Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi came, Om Rav Yechon, said over the name of Rav Yechonon, Om HaKroah, the Pesach says, Chag HaSukkos Tasalucho, you should make Sukkos. So Makish Sukkah LeChagiga, we make a Hekish of a Sukkah to a Korban Chagiga. Whereas with Ashton, Chag HaSukkos here, Chag means the Chagigah, the Korban Chagigah, the Shlomim, you bring the covered Sukkos. Is Ma Chagigah, just like this animal, the Behemoth, Dover Shayna Makabotuma, an animal when it's alive, it's not Makabotuma, the Gedulim and Oritz. And it's seeded, it gets its nourishment from the ground. It doesn't really grow out of the ground, an animal, but it just eats the food off the ground. That's also called it gets its nourishment from the ground. Is Av Sukkah, who are then a Sukkah also? The Tzchach has to be that Dover Shayna Makabotuma. Tzchach has to be something that's not called a kli, that's not called an oichel, it's not makabotuma. The Gedulim and Oritz, and it grows off the ground. For the Gemara, this is true of the limitless from Chag, from Chagigah. Ima Chagigah Balechayim. If just like the Korban Chagigah is kosher to have a Balechay, a real live animal, is the Afsukah Nami Balechayim? You want to tell me you will also allow to use real live animals for Schach? Like we know, not like that. We know you can't use a live animal for Schach. Like we know, Pshan Na Mishnah, Gedulim and Oritz means the Mamish has to grow out of the ground. And animals don't really grow out of the ground. So what can you say? Alright, turn over.